This is All Things Considered on KNKX. There's news today out of the Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office. Settlements have been reached in a long-running conflict involving the medical examiner, his second-in-command, and sweeping accusations of mismanagement. KNKX was the first to report on these issues. That was in January, and Kari Ploeg has been following this story ever since, including an in-depth investigation earlier this year. She joins me now to discuss today's developments. Hi, Kari.
Hey, Ed.
So, first things first, give us a little background on the players involved in all of this and what's happened up to this point.
Sure. So, Associate Medical Examiner Megan Quinn in Pierce County filed a whistleblower complaint against her boss, Chief Medical Examiner Thomas Clark. Her allegations ranged from mismanaging death investigations to just an overall sense of mismanagement in the office and creating a toxic work environment. A few weeks after filing that complaint, she was actually put on administrative leave. And this wasn't the first time that Thomas Clark has faced accusations like this. He actually was the target of a similar whistleblower complaint in 2016.
So long-running issues here. What was just announced?
Pierce County announced that Megan Quinn will actually be resigning effective the end of the year. It was part of a larger settlement agreement that she reached with county leaders that includes a $450,000 payout. I actually obtained a copy of the agreement. She is going to retain her salary through the end of the year as well as her title, but she is not going to be returning to the office to do daily work.
Have we heard from either Dr. Clark, the medical examiner, or Dr. Quinn, the second in command?
As has been standard with Dr. Clark in recent months, he has yet to talk to us about these allegations. But Quinn sent me a written statement saying that she's disappointed that she is, in her eyes, having to step down. But we'll be continuing to advocate for the citizens of Pierce County.
There was some news, though, about Dr. Clark just a couple weeks ago about his future.
Yeah, so he actually, the county on his behalf, announced that he intends to retire by the end of 2020. And they're starting a recruitment process right now for his replacement. And so he will either work till the end of the year or as soon as they can hire a replacement for him. As soon as he leaves the office, whenever that is, whether it's the end of 2020 or before that, he will be cashing out all of his benefits as well as an additional $250,000.
Kari, just looking at last year's county budget, Dr. Clark made $260,000. That makes him Pierce County's highest paid employee.
That's correct, which really isn't uncommon in order to make these jobs sort of competitive for medical professionals. And a lot of doctors can go into other fields and make double, if not more, than what Dr. Clark's salary is currently.
Even with upping it to make it competitive, it's still below what other doctors are earning in kind of the private sector.
Absolutely, yeah.
Even beyond how much Dr. Clark is paid, the medical examiner's job is a pretty important position in the county or in any county. There are rulings on how someone died, and that affects a lot of things, especially the people who have been left behind and maybe their sense of closure.
Absolutely. So like you said, I mean, it affects logistical things like public health statistics, life insurance payouts. But when we're talking about the family members of decedents, I mean, this can have a real emotional toll on them. One of the women I talked with for my original investigation back in March, her name's Nina Summerize, and her adult son was actually found after he had been missing for about a month. He was found wedged in an abandoned well in a Tacoma park. And within hours of recovering his body, Thomas Clark ruled his death a suicide, which is something that has been challenged by not only members of the medical examiner's office, but also the family of this man. And I actually reached her by phone today, and she told me she still insists that there's no way that her son committed suicide. And she's actually hired a private investigator to follow what few leads exist. But even after Thomas Clark is gone, I mean, she's never going to get answers to some of her questions.
Okay, so a settlement reached with Megan Quinn, who is going to leave her post. Settlement with Dr. Clark, who has announced his retirement. What's the county's plan moving forward? Because, again, this is a really important role.
They did publicly acknowledge that they need to be responsive to taxpayers and to citizens who have concerns about the credibility of the office. And during his budget presentation at the county council meeting last week, County Executive Bruce Dammeyer said that the goal is to remake and restructure the office, and he is proposing a significant amount of money and resources to do that. He is proposing $1.9 million in additional spending, as well as 6 new full-time positions in the office. And he says this is sort of a first step to closing a difficult chapter in the medical examiner's office.
Essentially, I mean, what we have here, just to kind of sum it up, is the county has removed the leadership of the medical examiner's office, and they're starting over with this big overhaul. the current medical examiner is set to work until the end of 2020 if no replacement is found. But what happens if we get to the end of 2020 and they still haven't found a replacement?
That was actually one of the first questions that came to mind when I heard this news, and one of the first questions I posed to the county spokeswoman. And she acknowledges that it is going to be a challenge, and county leaders are well aware of the national shortage that there is currently in the industry. There are plenty of open jobs right now across the country that counties and cities and different jurisdictions are having a really hard time filling. But she says that because they have such a good lead time, she's confident that they have enough time to hire a good replacement for Thomas Clark.
All right, Kari Plogue, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
KNKX's Kari Plogue has been following the news today of settlement agreements with the top two officials in the Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office and ongoing problems within that department as well. Her comprehensive story spelling all of this out is available on our website, knkx.org.